This episode of LifeWork Q&A is brought to you by the How To Academia webinar series. This year, the series has been designed to help you explore different aspects of your professional identity, like your values, goals, and superpowers. We'll also strategize about how to effectively network, how to best document your accomplishments, and how to engage in meaningful productivity to grow your body of work. Each webinar in the series includes a slide deck, reflective worksheets, and a live Q&A session. After the live event, a replay option is provided to view at your convenience. I'm also thrilled to announce that individual participants who register before September 15th, 2018, receive a complimentary copy of my new book, Managing Your Professional Identity Online. Institutional members receive 10 copies. Learn more about the How To Academia series and register to join us in exploring your professional identity at howtoacademia.com. You're listening to LifeWork Q&A, episode 102. Hey there, and welcome to LifeWork Q&A, where I answer a listener question each week and provide resources and guidance to help you take your life and work to the next level. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I thought I would talk a little bit about self-care. This is a question that I get actually quite a bit still, where people think that I'm kind of like burning the candle at both ends. I don't get any sleep. I'm working all the time. And while there are certainly busy seasons, I definitely think that self-care is a really big priority. So a few things to know before I talk a little bit about my own self-care. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I am definitely an introvert, and that certainly plays into my self-care. So some of the things that I choose for self-care might not be the things that you would choose for self-care. And if you're an extrovert in particular, some of the things that you would choose are probably not the things that I would choose. And that's okay. We all need to have really personal self-care plans. So that's something important to know. The other thing I think that's important to know is that I delegate certain things to create space for self-care. And a good example of this is I don't do any of my own yard work. This is something that I pay for someone else to do. I really don't want to spend my weekends mowing my lawn. So there are certain things that I either deprioritize or delegate to someone else because I want to create space and time to do some of the self-care. And then the third thing to know is I'm right now in a pretty balanced place when it comes to self-care. After the summer, after taking some time off of content creation in July, and just kind of finishing up some major projects I had on my plate, I feel like I have a little bit more time right now because I'm in between kind of really big projects. So that's something that is also contributing to the amount of self-care that I can do right now. Now, I think that self-care for me is divided into kind of two main categories. One is more of a maintenance category, and a lot of these things I actually don't necessarily think of self-care. I think about them as more like healthcare or just general wellness, like you need to have these things to be healthy and just to kind of function well. But since some of these things are kind of challenging to fit in on a regular basis, it definitely takes an effort to do it. And so it is a form of self-care for me. And then the second category is stuff that I consider to be a little bit more special. It may not be stuff that I do on a regular basis, but I try to do it kind of somewhat consistently, maybe seasonally or quarterly. So we'll talk about some of those things as well. So as part of the current maintenance for my own self-care, number one is good sleep and early sleep. I typically go to bed by 9 p.m. because I'm often up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And that is kind of my sweet spot for sleep. And actually, my even sweeter spot is to go to bed at like 8 or 8:30. But I like to spend time with my partner, so I'm often up at least until 9. But I had a period of time a few years ago where he was out of the country for an extended amount of time, and my natural clock like had me in bed by 8 or 8:30 every single night. So that was kind of an interesting experience. The other good part, I think, about getting sleep is naps. And I am a frequent weekend napper. I often get up super early on the weekends, do maybe 5 or 6 hours of work, and then I'll take like an early afternoon nap after I have lunch. So that's definitely something that is part of my self-care. The other thing that I'm currently doing as part of self-care, particularly during the week, is walking midday. And this is something that gets me up away from my desk. Oftentimes, at least right now, I get a little bit of sunshine, fresh air. I will often, I think I've talked about this previously on the show, walk to my local public library, which is about a mile away from where I work. And so I can go there and back in about half an hour. If I have books that I have put on order to pick up, I can go grab those. And it gives me kind of a motivational reason to go out and go for that longer walk because I know I have like a little reward at the end. So midday walks are really frequent right now. Once it starts the rainy season here in the Northwest, I may not do that as much. But definitely when it's nice outside, I take advantage of that. Another part of my current maintenance for self-care is doing some kind of verbal debrief at the end of the day with my partner. And this is something that just gets kind of all the stuff that's accumulated in my brain throughout the day out before we can kind of relax and have dinner, go to sleep, whatever. And this is something that I definitely notice if I don't have this on a somewhat regular basis, things just kind of start to build up. I get more stressed out. You know, like I'm definitely in some cases a verbal processor. And so describing an event that happened or an idea that I have, you know, like it just allows me to kind of process it and move on. And oftentimes helps me make a decision about whether or not I want to prioritize something or not. And so kind of bouncing that off my partner is a really helpful thing. Also, as part of self-care, and this is, again, one of those kind of health and wellness baselines, is just eating vegetables and drinking lots of water. Water and tea are my primary beverages that I drink. I don't do, like, soda or caffeine or anything like that. So that's something that is a really important part of my self-care. I just don't react well to caffeine, and so I cut it out of my diet completely. And then, of course, if you've listened to the show, you know that I'm vegan and gluten-free and have some food sensitivities as well. So I try to keep my diet pretty clean. And recently, which I'll talk about maybe on a future episode of the show, I cut out sugar in a pretty significant way, which has made a pretty big difference as well. So that's something that having that kind of consistent diet has been helpful. And by diet, I want to be clear, I'm saying kind of a lifestyle diet, not necessarily a weight loss diet, because that's not really the purpose of why I eat the way that I do. Also kind of connected to that is a self-care practice of weekend meal prep. And this is something I've been doing pretty consistently for the last few months. When I'm not traveling, I take a couple hours of a weekend afternoon and just do like a big one pot meal that I can dish out for every lunch that week. And then it's just done, ready to go. I don't have to worry in the morning about, you know, making something for my lunch. I don't have to go out midday and get takeout. You know, like it's really easy for me to eat what I want to eat throughout the week that way. Right now, I am in a really good practice of running every other day and also doing kind of some stretching with that. This is part of my run walk challenge that I announced a couple of weeks ago, and I'm 2 weeks in and it's going really well. I have some fun people joining along with me on Instagram, which has been really great. And this is something that if you've listened to the show for a while, you know, I struggle. Like I'm off the wagon. I'm on the wagon when it comes to running and exercise. And right now I'm in a consistent practice, so I'm feeling really happy about that. In terms of self-care, not only does this give me a chance to kind of just be by myself in the morning, which as an introvert is really important, but also it just raises my energy. And I think, you know, anytime you're kind of giving your heart a little bit of a workout, it's a good thing. So I know that this is something I always need to build in, but it doesn't make it any easier to do. A few more things on my kind of current maintenance schedule for self-care include reading and rest days. And this is something that I started to build in over the summer. And basically what it means is sometimes in a weekend, I'll kind of front load a lot of my work onto like a Saturday and get everything done that I was hoping to get done that weekend, and then use Sunday to just read all day, which isn't always great for things like exercise, but it's really fun to power through a bunch of novels over the weekend and just get in some good rest. So that's something I've really been enjoying lately. The other piece that I think is really important, and I think this goes into kind of the running and also the rest days, is I really need regular solitude for my self-care practice. And this is something that I've definitely figured out over time. I've talked about it in a range of different ways. When I go to conferences, I'll typically go out to eat by myself. When I am on consulting trips, you know, like I will definitely build in time to be by myself in a hotel room or going out to eat or whatever. I really need that to kind of get my energy back. And so it's something that I've learned over time and that I've definitely built into my self-care routine. And then just a couple other things that I think are connected. One is I make lists, and this might be one that seems kind of a weird thing for self-care, but I've definitely found that it is a way of emptying my brain. So kind of like the verbal debriefs with my partner at the end of the day, I really need to get things on paper. It helps me to feel like I'm not going to forget anything. It helps me to feel organized, and it also helps me to kind of plan ahead to make my future life easier, which is absolutely a form of my own self-care. To think about my future self, what would make life for my future self easier. And so all of those things kind of go into my day-to-day practices of making lists and doing some strategic planning. Okay, so those are just the current maintenance things for my self-care. I also have some kind of special things that I do for self-care as well. So the first thing that is on that list is stuff like massages or facials or spa days. And as I record this, I actually just got a massage this week, which was the first one I've had in a while, but it was really amazing because I've had some issues with my back being really tight, which I think has to do with like some travel I did a little while ago. And then I also had an extended car trip recently, which really tightened up my shoulders. So I booked a massage, I booked another one for next week. And then the following week, when I'm traveling, I have a down day, like in the middle of two talks. And I decided to book myself like a half day spa retreat. So I'm getting another massage, a facial, and I think like a pedicure or something like that. So building stuff like this in, I don't typically do like three massages in 3 weeks, but because it's kind of a almost like a medicinal thing that I need right now to kind of work out some muscles in my back, I'm taking the time to do that. And it's actually paying off really well. I already feel so much more relaxed and better. But I know it's going to take a few sessions to kind of work everything out. And also, you know, on that day that I had in between my two consulting gigs, I could have just like worked all day. And I just thought, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm in another city. I have the opportunity to go and kind of take care of myself for a little bit. And then I also booked a dinner with somebody that I know in town for that night. So it's just going to be kind of a nice day of getting away from work. Okay, so the other couple of things that I do for self-care that are a little bit more special is I do some planned content creation binges. And this is something I've also started to do recently because I create so much content through blog posts and podcasts and various other things, is I will take like a weekend and do the entire content creation for like a month. And that could mean like recording like 12 different podcast episodes over that weekend and trying to do 4 blog posts. And sometimes I stretch it out like over the course of a week. But what's really amazing about it is once I have the plan in place, I can kind of get energized to do it so it doesn't feel depleting. I can kind of generate what are the different kinds of pieces of content that I want to create? What are the topics I want to talk about? Things like that. And I talk about this on a recent episode about content creation, which I'll link in the show notes. But also it just kind of frees up that time later on in the month in future weekends or evenings where I would have been recording an episode or finishing up a blog post. And it just like frees up my future self, which is another way that I'm kind of strategically planning to give my future self a little bit more room in my schedule. You've definitely heard me talk in the past about writing retreats. If you've listened to the show for a while, I typically do a 10-day retreat in December to work on whatever project I have on my plate. Last year, it was a book project. The year before that, it was a book project. This year, I'm not sure quite what it's going to be, but I think it might be a kind of group coaching curriculum that I'm working on. So I'm looking forward to that. But those writing retreats are kind of my main kind of form of extended vacation that I take, but it's really a way to kind of give my brain the space to chew on something pretty big. So I think about that as a form of self-care. And then the last thing that I do that's a little bit special and not always planned is I try to take thinking retreats. And a good example of this is last week I had an unexpected personal travel trip that I had to take. And because it was kind of unexpected and last minute, the easiest way for me to get there was to drive. And so I ended up driving like 20 plus hours in a car over like 3 days by myself. And it was a really amazing thinking retreat experience. I took the time to catch up on a bunch of podcasts that I've been listening to, in particular some like small business podcasts. And I just spent a lot of time like thinking about what do I want to do in the next 6 to 12 months with my business? What are some new ideas that I've been kind of mulling over? New programs, new services. I thought a little bit about my website design. And I actually ended up coming home and redesigning some of my website based on thoughts and ideas that I had during that trip. But it was basically like an introvert's dream. And introverts who are listening to this might know what I'm talking about. But, you know, having that extended time by myself where I wasn't really having external expectations on me. Like, people knew that I was going to be in the car, unavailable. I was certainly like checking in with my partner every few hours. But other than that, I was just like no obligations. And that was really amazing and a useful time. So having those kinds of thinking retreats, even if they're a little bit unplanned, I think are always really beneficial in a form of self-care for me as well. So, of course, I would love to hear about how you take care of yourself, and especially as we enter into another school year and things are going to get really busy, what are the things you're doing that are kind of maintenance mode self-care, and then the other things that you do that are a little bit special that you build in for yourself as well. So thanks for checking in with this episode of LifeWork Q&A. I'm Katie Linder, and I'll be back soon with another episode of Make Your Way, Season 3, You've Got This, and Think Right Revise. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of LifeWork Q&A. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. LifeWork Q&A is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.